The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will the boat fall into pits? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his master. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove the splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from the thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from the brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart the mouth speaks. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated.
So Jesus is amazing. Tell the truth about truth. Many times we judge other people, but Jesus invites us to judge first ourselves. Many times we see, think big from the other side, but you're little small thing. But this is known. So we have to learn. And then also, the first reading, Sirach, no one before he speaks, praise no one before he speaks, for it is then that people are tested. That means to say, it's more important what is inside. If a person does not speak, you don't know what he's thinking. But it's more important what's inside. The scripture is teaching us, first keep this spirit of thankfulness, then your word will be thankful. At night, in the charismatic movements, many people, when they meet in one another, or whatever happened, they say, "Thank the Lord, praise the Lord." Many times we start to say these words, "Praise the Lord, thank the Lord." It's very useful. Many times in our own self, there are a lot of grudges. We don't know. We do not expect things happen, and then we tell God, "Why this happened to me?" Suffering especially, we just have a big question, does God love me? I think that's important to keep this in mind. Whatever happened in our life, always give thanks to the Lord. Even suffering, it's suffering itself, we're meeting the Lord. Because Jesus inviting us to follow him, not only after this world, all his wood path, 3 years living on earth, and Jesus inviting us to follow his wood path. And Jesus inviting us to, even when suffering, always be joyful. Because whatever we encounter, he always say, "If it be the will of the Lord, I will take it." So Jesus took all the sufferings in himself. So in times when we take some sufferings, we can say we're encountering Jesus. Jesus in the suffering itself, we encounter Jesus. So we never say Jesus on the cross is abandoned as if abandoned by God the Father. You remember? He says, God, God, why have you forsaken me? So when we encounter suffering, we say we encounter Jesus suffering. When we come and suffering Jesus, then we give thanks to the Lord. Whatever the future, live in God's hand. Important, you start again to love. Moment by moment, even this person you don't like, ask the Lord, give you the strength to open your heart, open your arm, and embrace that person. It's difficult, but this is our joy. Joy doesn't mean nothing happened. Joy is because we live in the life of Jesus. So therefore you encounter suffering, we encounter Jesus. And this is our joy. So at times when we sing, also express our gratitude. At times we sing, praise the Lord, my soul. And praise the Lord, my soul. He rescued me from death. This is our prayer. When we sing the song, we praise the Lord. Even in suffering. All these years, when I was in apostolic work, not all the churches, all the people love you. Not all the things are according to our mind. I really appreciate the idea to embrace Jesus forsaken. When I encounter suffering in the church, in the work, I know that Jesus is present there. So I'm always give thanks to the Lord that I can suffer a little bit so that I can offer. This is my offering, this is my mass. You too, when you baptize, you share the priesthood of the Lord. So whatever is suffering in yourself is also the suffering of Jesus. So every time when you come to mass, in the cup, that's your suffering together. So the mass is not that I do it. Together with you, we are priests because we are chosen through the baptism. In baptism, we share the priesthood of the Lord. So every time when we come to Mass, you and me together offer all this suffering of the earth, on earth, and we say, Lord, I give it to you. Then you will have the kinds of peace of mind. This is more important. Jesus on earth, he wants us to live peace. You know, the first word after his resurrection, he said, peace be with you. So Jesus expects that we live in peace. So first of all, don't judge. Live in God's hand. Like in the marriage in Cana, Our Lady just tell Jesus, they have no wine. So you took me too. Jesus, I offer everything for you, to you, that you look after it. So this is our peace. We are not following what we are doing. We follow the will of God. So let us pray for one another. So today, as if the first time, we tell Jesus, offer suffering, joyful things into your hand. I commend my spirit, whatever, always give praise to the Lord. In your heart, before you go to sleep, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, because I can share part of your life. So today, we pray for one another, that we can always, in a joyful way, that we follow the footpath of Christ, because whatever we do is the will of God the Father.